Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, and good morning. All right. To those who listen to the show, my Battleground America podcast, what just happened with Venezuela is no surprise. I told you it was coming. In fact, I told you right after he was sworn in what was coming. The war with Venezuela. And I told you why it would happen. My daughter and I sat there and translated a Maduro speech into Spanish. She speaks fluent Spanish. I wanted to make sure I understood it because I saw it online with captions. With the translation captain, I wanted to make really sure I understood, because I was like, there's no way Maduro said that. So we sat there, and I speak okay Spanish. I did about half the learning of the language with her, and then she's got a younger mind. I just couldn't keep up. I said, I think I'm translating, right? She said, yeah, you are, Mom. He said it. Said what? Maduro, the leader of Venezuela. He begged Trump to leave him alone. Why? He admitted that he had sent Tren de Aragua to infiltrate the United States of America on purpose. They even let the reinforcements out of prison. Bragged about it. Remember? It was in UK Daily Mail. You could still look it up. Bragged about it. They were letting them out. They even said, we're giving updates on how many they were letting out to send over the border. Joe Biden didn't care. In fact, I think they welcomed it. And Maduro said in that speech to Trump, you know, don't tase me, bro. Don't come for me. I didn't have any choice. The Biden administration made me release them. He then said to Trump, this is the part I had my daughter double translate. I'm like, I got to make sure I'm understanding this correctly before I say it on the radio. Maduro said, Biden made me do it. He said, check the records. You will find them inside the FBI. The FBI moved Tren de Aragua into America via safe houses in Colombia. And then he essentially said the equivalent of, well, call me, bro. I'll tell you about it. Well, Trump's not calling anybody. He sees how the Democrats in Venezuela have merged. This is a war. And you can draw a direct line from what happened on Tuesday in Chicago, where to what? Venezuelan illegal immigrants, these ICE agents are just in traffic. They're not even doing anything. Bam! They tried to kill them. They rammed them with a car. Two illegal immigrants from Venezuela. You think that's an accident? It's random? It's not random. The war we're getting ready to fight in the Caribbean is literally the same war we're fighting in Chicago. It's the cartels and Democrats on one side. And on the other, it's Maduro and these organized criminal gangs. Why would the FBI under Biden, which is just an arm of the Democrat Party, be so interested in bringing that particular gang here? Remember who Tren de Aragua is. They're a sub-gang of Cartel de los Soles. Tren de Aragua is not like MS-13. It's not like the other gangs. They're just as violent, but they are committed socialist loyal to the party. After the party confiscated the guns from law-abiding citizens, remember they redistributed them. Who did they give them to? De Los Soles and Tren de Aragua. Street thugs, enforcers. That's why Democrats brought them. They are committed socialists, not just a mindless criminal gang. See the connections? So Trump and all them are looking at this. They understand it, but it sounds a little crazy. I mean, how can you explain it at a press conference? So what do you say? Well, I'm going into Chicago to clean up crime. Yeah, that's it, crime. What do the Democrats do? They go to a liberal judge when Trump puts up a fence around the ICE facility. What do? They get the liberal judge to order it taken down. When the illegal immigrant Venezuelans ram the ICE agents and then run, the ICE agents catch them and a crowd comes out of nowhere, hurling projectiles, bricks, rocks, all of it. They have to fight them off with tear gas. What do the Democrats do? They go get an order from a liberal judge. No more tear gas from ICE. What, even if they're surrounded and could be killed by a rock to the head? Yeah, even that. See how it works? Who are those two illegals? Guarantee you there's Trende Aragua connections. They wouldn't be operating if there weren't. Not in those neighborhoods. How do you stop this? Trump looks at it and goes, okay, well, we sweep through, we wrap up the illegals, we get them. But to really stop it, you got to go all the way to Venezuela and rip it out by the roots. What do we see in the last couple of weeks? Liberal media is never going to put this together for you. You're going to act like Trump's cuckoo for wanting to go to war with Venezuela, but he's not. We saw something incredible. We saw 300,000 pounds of drug precursor chemicals. We watched it on satellite come out of China. They get picked up by the Venezuelan cartels and what? Moved into Mexico. We caught them, so they never got there. Human beings run along those trafficking routes too. Children as well. Now that I've tied all that together for you, headline, Trump administration makes plans for lethal strikes, CIA action in Venezuela. Democrats are going to pretend they don't know why this is happening. They know. The Trump administration quietly authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela, granting the agency lethal authority as part of an escalating campaign to oust President Nicolas Maduro. Why? Maduro's party is a cartel. It calls itself Cartel de los Soles. It is both a criminal enterprise, very profitable, and a socialist party movement. This is what the Democrats are merging with. Trump knows he's got to rip it out by the roots. Got to go right back to the source and kill it. And I mean literally kill it. The move marks a sharp escalation in the administration's campaign to oust Maduro, whom it labels as a narco-terrorist. He is. It follows weeks of U.S. military strikes on boats off Venezuela. They've killed 27 people. The decision follows weeks of rising military activity in the Caribbean as a broader strategy to brand Venezuelan drug dealers as terrorist threats to the United States, allowing military and CIA action. It's part of a wider effort led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, to remove Maduro from power. Yes, and disrupt what? A major Chinese human and drug trafficking link. Remember, China laundered $300 billion through U.S. banks under Biden in 137,000 transactions. Well, no, every one of those reported by banks, they knew it was money laundering by the Chinese for the cartels. Wonder how many of those the Biden administration investigated? Zero. Zero. This is big international crime. And when Trump goes to war with Maduro and kills him, he's taking the head off the snake of the international Democrat allied cartel violent gangs in partnership with China. It's a war with China too. It's not just Venezuela. Fascinating, huh?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.